person who stole it, we keep him. Right? What did he do? He never said, yeah, the person who stole it, we keep him. But rather he said, the ruling generally for a person who we found this stolen item with, then we keep him. You guys get the difference? So it's very indirect. He never lied. Imam Sa'di, he says, وَإِذَا قِيلْ إِنَّ هَذَا إِهْتِمَامٌ إِنَّ هَذَا إِهْتِمَامٌ لِلْبَرِيءِ. If it was said that this is something in which he is accusing someone who is innocent, right? قِيلْ إِنَّمَا فَعْلَ ذَلَكَ بِإِذْنِ أَخِيهِ وَرِضَائِهِ. Then we say to that person that Yusuf alayhi salam, he did this action with the brother's permission. Remember, he told him, I'm your brother. Don't say nothing. I'm with you, right? I'm your brother. So if he accepted this, then that just becomes from the permissibility trickery, right? Had it not been, then we could see where the wajh might be, right? That you're claiming somebody who's far away from doing something he didn't do. But that's not the case here. The brother was in on it. This leads us to our next benefit. And that is, وَمِنْهَا أَنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَا يَحِلُّ لَهُ أَنْ يَشْهَدَ إِلَّا بِمَا يَعْلَمُ. It is not permissible for a person to testify to something except for that in which he has seen, that in which he has witnessed. Right? We don't have no shahada to zur. Shahada to zur. We don't have no false testimony, right? So where do we get that from? We get that from وَمَا شَهِدْنَا إِلَّا بِمَا عَلِّمْنَا أَوْ بِمَا عَلِّمْنَا. We did not testify except to that which we seen. When the brothers go back to the father, they make it clear that we're not saying he stole, but this is what we seen. This is what took place. This is how it was. Okay? So that's how we derive from that we only testify and we only give recommendations, etc., because recommendations fall under that as well. To that in which we know, that which we have knowledge of, not over things we don't have knowledge of. وَإِنَّ الْعِلْمْ يَحْصُلْ بِإِقْرَارِ الْإِنسَانِ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ بِوَجُودِ الْمَسْرُوقِ وَنَحْوِهِ مَعَهُ وَفِي يَدِهِ أَوْ رِحْلِهِ. So then the knowledge becomes something which is from the person's own testament of what he knows himself and the thing in which was found with the stolen one individual, which we've seen, they seen the bowl come out of the brother's bag, or that which has the same meaning that you might have seen in his hand or in his bag, etc. So the brothers here, they testify to that which they seen. Going on to the next benefit. وَفِيهَا أَنَّ الْوُجُودَ الْمَسْرُوقِ بِيَدِ السَّارِقِ بَيِّنَةٌ وَقَرِينَةٌ عَلَى أَنَّهُ السَّارِقِ. Likewise, it can be established here in the rulings generally that anything that when you see the person who's stealing with something in his hand, it can be established upon him that he was a thief. وَمِنْهَا, going on to the next one. وَمِنْهَا أَنَّ هَذِهِ مِحْنَةُ الْعَظِيمَةُ الَّتِي امْتَنَحَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى بِهَا نَبِيهِ وَصَفِيهِ يَعْقُوبُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ. Likewise, we derive the great trial. The benefit we see is the great trials in which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala puts his prophets and messengers through. And in this situation, look at the trial in which Yaqub alayhi salam had to go through, right? And Allah Ta'ala decreed the separation of him from his son, right? His beloved son, Yusuf alayhi salam, who was also a prophet for a prolonged time and was unable to see him for some time. Now let's look at this, okay? The Sheikh says here, هَذَا مُدَّةُ التَّوِيلَ الَّتِي يَغْلَبُ عَلَى الظَّنِّ أَنَّهَا تُبَلِّقْ 30 سَنَةً أَوْ فَأَكْثَرُ. It's possible, from what we see here, what we can derive from the story itself, that a person can assume that they've been away for nearly 30 years. Nearly 30 years, possibly. Him and Yusuf alayhi salam have been separated for nearly 30 years. How can we derive this? Okay, طيب. What happened? He went and was put in sijin, like we said, bid' sinin, which is roughly about 7 or so years. Then the dream interpretation of the king. Remember, he said that what? 7 years of abundance of produce and then 7 years of hardship. The sheikh, he says here that it can be interpreted that the brothers came at the end of that. The end of that, around the end of that 7 years. And then remember, the brothers had to go back and forth a few times. Okay, they came once. Then he said, I'll increase the kale, you know, if you come with your brother. Then they went back. Then they came back with him, right? Then the stealing or the thievery plot took place. Then they go back to the father. Then they come back after Yaakov sends them back. They're traveling. It's a lot. It's a lot. This is hardship on top of hardship, time after time. So that's about 14 years, possibly, that thing right there. Then you have the 7 years of jail, okay? That's about 21 years. Then we have here, actually, the sheikh, he says here, it's possible he was in jail for Ashara, for 10 years. Then, give me 1 second to find it, the crops, the drought, the going back and forth. Awa, also he was taken at a young age. We don't know how long it was before he reached the age in which the woman tried to attack him. This can be estimated. We don't know, right? We don't know this. So he was thrown in a well as a youth. Later, we remember, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that he placed him in a place where he was able to study and review, and he didn't have the work, so he was able to acquire knowledge, took time to learn ta'wil al-ahadith, right? To learn the interpretation of the dream. That is estimated. We don't know. Then the place that the sijin came after that. So Imam al-Sa'di says here, it can be roughly maybe 30 years. And also the trial with Yaqub alayhi salam. Think about it now. At this part, after this 30 years, how many sons in actuality is he missing? How many? One? La. Two? Two? La. Good guesses, though. Five? Five. Oh, Allah Akbar. Who was that? Five? No. Not five. But three. Three. How can we derive the three? The first one was Yusuf, alayhi salam. He's gone for nearly 30 years. Okay? Subhanallah. Then we have Binyamin. Remember, he came and he stayed with Yusuf, alayhi salam. Right? They didn't let him go. Then we have the son. Remember, he took the promise, the ahd, with Yaqub, that he was going to bring back Binyamin, right? And he never returned. The Mufassirin, they say he never returned. They say he never returned because he took the ahd. He took the promise with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and with his father that he was going to bring Binyamin back. So that's three sons Yaqub alayhi salam is missing at this point. And connected to that trial as well, remember, Yaqub alayhi salam, he went blind. He went blind after crying in his misery over Yusuf alayhi salam not being there. So he's distanced from his sons, three sons missing now. It's been nearly 30 years. He became blind. His health has decreased. And with all of that, what does he say? Innama ashku baffi wa huzni ila Allah. Indeed, I turn my affairs, my sadness, and my worries, and my complaints to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Still being patient, being tried. Imam al-Sa'di says, وَهُوَ فِي هَذِهِ الْمُدَّ لَمْ يُفَارِقَ الْهُزْنِ قَلْبَهُ. With this whole entire time, his heart was never risen from being in a state of misery, a state of sorrow. وَهُوَ دَائِمُ الْبَكَاءِ. And he was always crying. حَتَّى أَبْيَضَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ. Until his eyes became white and blind, right? مِنَ الْهُزْنِ. From the sorrow. وَفَقْتْ بَصْرَهُ. Likewise, he has lost his eyesight. وَهُوَ صَابِرٌ لِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ. But he's patient with the commands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. مُحْتَسِبٌ الثَّوَابَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. He is seeking out the reward with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. قَدْ وَعَدَ مِنْ نَفْسِهِ الصَّبْرِ. Likewise, he told us, or he told himself that he was going to be patient. وَلَا شَكْ أَنَّهُ وَفَى بِذَلِكَ. And Imam Masadi says, there's no doubt whatsoever that he has fulfilled that truth. He's fulfilled it. Subhanallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tests his servants. He tests his ibad. He tests those whom is loved to him. Those from the prophets. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was asked Menhum ashadul bala, who are from those who have the most trials and tribulations. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-anbiya thumma alladhina dunahum thumma alladhina dunahum," or kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the prophets and then those who come after them, yani in likeness, and then those who come after them, meaning the righteous, the salihin, those people who follow after their way, try to traverse upon their way. These are the ones who have the most trials and tribulations. Moving on to the next benefit. وَمِنْهَا إِنَّ الْفَرَجَ مَعَ الْقُرْبِ. Likewise, in difficulty, the relief, or we find in the benefits, that the relief is, it comes through distress. The relief, it comes through stress and being distressed and being at severe, stressful points.
فَإِنَّهُ لَمَّا اشْتَدَّتْ قُرْبِ بِيَعْقُوبِ وَقَالَ يَا أَسَفَ عَلَى يُوسِفِ.
And when it became stressful and hardship upon Yusuf or upon Yaqub, what did he say? Ya asafa an Yusuf. Oh, my worry over Yusuf, right? Before that, in al faraja ma'an qarb, likewise, that's a hadith, by the way, That's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who stated that indeed the relief comes through distress. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Likewise, also in Allah, as Allah says, indeed hardship comes with ease, right? So he said here that the more stress in which a person takes on, stress on top of stress, hardship of hardship, the more the clear sign becomes clear that inshallah the joy and the happiness and the relief is around the corner. Okay, so this is a qaida, a principle we need to remember. We need to remember when dealing with hardships, to the point where when they went back to Yaqub alayhi salam, Ya baniya, what did he say? Ya baniya, oh my sons, idhabu fatahassasu min Yusuf. Go, my sons. He never gave up hope. He never gave up hope in all of this situation. Remember, we just talked about how he was away from Yusuf alayhi salam for nearly 30 years, lost his eyesight in a distant land, lost 3 sons by now, and they're still coming and giving bad news to him. Still, bad news after bad news. And he still didn't lose hope. What did he say? فَتَحَسَّسُوا مِنْ يُوسُفْ. Go and look and search out Yusuf. وَأَخِيهِ. And likewise his brother. وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ. And do not despair from the relief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not become those who have given up in the hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرُونَ. Indeed, those people, nobody loses hope and becomes hopeless in the relief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except for those people who are from the disbelieving people. So we see here that it's important for us to be from those who are always looking for that opening, even in times of hardship. Don't give up hope. Don't turn into those who say, forget it, khalas, I'm not going to be doing the actions of ibadah, which I should be doing. And their iman fluctuates to a point where now they don't even want to do any ibadah whatsoever. We should be from those who will never give up hope in distress. Again, this goes back to dealing with mental issues as well. People who are faced with depression, who are faced with anxiety, who are faced with these different things, right? This is your answer. This is your answer. Turning back to Allah Ta'ala and believing in it. Because without doubt, people like the prophets have been tried way harder than you. Without doubt. Know that. These are the best of the creation. Who are we? What are we? The prophets chosen from Allah Ta'ala was with severe hardship. Hardship on top of hardship, years after years. Look at the Prophet ﷺ and the harm he went through when giving da'wah, getting the intestines of animals thrown on him, getting stuff, subhanAllah, it's shy to even repeat, right? It's like we don't even think about it. And then who are we? Who are we now? And we think we're going through something. Something happens, very frivolous. I didn't get the grade I wanted in school. Right? And then all of a sudden it's crazy. Or my mom took my PlayStation or my Xbox. Right? Or I'm on punishment for the weekend. Or whatever the case may be. Oh, I have to go to the masjid today. Oh, subhanAllah, we complain about some of the most weakest things ever. And we never went through anything. So it's important, going back to this this topic, it's important for us to make sure we take into consideration the trials and tribulations in which the prophets and the Anbiya, they went through, and be from those people who think about this. Now, look at the brothers. Look at the brothers, right? After they're told by this, situation, right? They're told by this advice from their father to go back, right? وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ, and don't give up the hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they, remember, they all, as well, they're in a state of down, right? They're down, okay? They know what they did to Yusuf was wrong. They know that what they did of lying to their father was wrong, okay? They know that all these different things that took place with their father losing their eyesight, they have some type of hand in that, right? So they're also down to a certain extent. And they're told by their father, لَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ, don't turn away from, don't despair from the relief of Allah. So what happens? وَهُمْ هِينَ دَخَلُوا عَلَى يُوسِفَ وَقَفُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَقَفُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مَوْقِفْ مُطَّرْ. They go in front of Yusuf, alayhi salam, and they're in a situation where they are, like, severely needy. Severely needy. They're down. They didn't lose some of their brothers. They're traveling back and forth, as we already said, back and forth, back and forth. They already was coming because, remember, this is a time where, the produce is lessened, right? So they're going on little funds. They come in a point in their muttar. They're in a needy situation. To the point, what do they say? Ya ayyuhal aziz. Oh, aziz. And it's aziz here, just somebody who was respected, right? Massana wa ahlana dur. Indeed, yani hardship has touched us. And likewise has touched our families. مَسَّنَا وَأَهْلَنَا الدُّرْهِ وَجِئْنَا بِبِضَاعَةٍ مُزْجَاتٍ. And we have come with this, these poor goods. So they've come even now to the Aziz. They've come to their brother. They don't know this is their brother. They've come to him. And that which they have, and they're trying to give and ransom to get their brother back, it's not even good stuff. It's in poor quality. Right? It's in poor quality. It's not even really considered to be much. They're in a needy state, subhanAllah. They know in their minds what they have done. Likewise, they don't have much to really bargain to get their brother back, but they come and they still try to give it. فَأَوْفِ لَنَا الْكَيْلِ. So give us, yani, some type of abundance in measure of charitable. Be charitable to us. نعم. وَتَصَدَّقَ عَلَيْنَا. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَجْزِي الْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ. Indeed, Allah Ta'ala, He will reward those who are charitable. So, right here, what do we see? هنا إذن لما بلغ الدر. When the hardship has reached this severe point, منتهاه, it's like at the end of it, okay? Everything is falling apart, okay, for these brothers. They've lost money, they've lost time, they've lost their brothers, they're seeing their father in an old age go through what he's going through. من كل وجه, from all the different angles, it is a hardship for him. What happens then? أَرَّفَهُمْ بِنَفْسِي. Yusuf alayhi salam, he tells them who he is. What is he? He tells them who he is for what? بَشَارَةُ الْكُبَرَى لِأَبَوَيْهِ وَإِخْوَتِهِ وَأَهْلِهِ. It's a big bashara. It's a big glad tidings to his brothers after seeing them in this lowly state, and to his fathers, etc. قَالَ هَلْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا فَعَلْتُمْ بِيُوسُفِ. Do you know that which you did to Yusuf? وَأَخِيهِ. And likewise his brother, إِذْ أَنْتُمْ جَاهِلُونَ. When you were in an ignorant state. When you were in an ignorant state. So he's seeing them, and this goes back to the benefit of the story, right? إِنَّ الْفَرَجْ مَا الْقَرْبِ. Okay? Indeed, the relief, or distress rather, it's going to come with ease afterwards. This goes back to the point. So the great news came, and it was the great news that came what? To their parents, to their brothers, to their families. Yani, that this harm and distress has come to an end. It's come to an end. Everything can get rectified now. They see Yusuf alayhi salam, as they say, قَدَ مَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَيْنَا. You've reached a certain level. Allah has blessed you with, right? You're in a higher level. They see that he's in control of the kail. He's in control of the distributing of the foods. They now, all three brothers can return home. The father's going to be at ease, right? And likewise, what happens? Yusuf alayhi salam, he gives them qamisi hadha, take my shirt here also. Take this back to your father. And his eyesight will come back. Everything has come to an ease. Again, this is a reminder. Ya ibadallah, ya ikhwan, delight and ease and happiness, it comes after hardships. We shouldn't give up. We should be patient. We should be patient. Yusuf alayhi salam was patient. Yaqub alayhi salam was patient. Even the brothers, they took the advice of their father. They went back. They didn't give up. They went back and tried to give even what they had. They was in a state of muttar. They was in super needy. And they still went back. This is how we should be. Going to the next benefit. وَمِنْهَا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَتَلِي أَنْبِيَاءَهُ وَأَصْفِيَاءَهُ بِشِدَّةِ وَالرَّخَاءِ. And this is kind of connected to the ones we've already taken, but on a more general sense, that all the prophets and the chosen ones, they come to be severely tried. Naam, they go from surur wal-huzn, wa-yusr wal-usr. They go from severity, times of hardships and ease and happiness to sadness. Naam, and likewise ease and difficulty. لِيَسْتَخِجَ مِنْهُمْ عُبُودِيَّتِهِ فِي الْحَالَيْنِ وَبِالشُّكْرِ عِنْدَ الرَّخَاءِ. And that is to seek out the ubudiyya, to raise them in servitude in all situations, for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Naam, عِنْدَ الرَّخَاءِ وَالصَّبْرِ عِنْدَ الشِّدَّةِ وَالْبَلَاءِ. So for them to have, in times of ease, thankfulness, and patience in times of servitude and trials. So Allah Ta'ala, He tries them, and this is only to raise their rank. Raise their rank and raise them in blessings. Next, from the benefits of the story of Yusuf, وَمِنْهَا جَوَازَ الْإِخْبَارَ الْإِنسَانِ بِمَا يَجِدْ وَمَا هُوَ فِيهِ مِنْ مَرْضٍ أَوْ فَقْرٍ أَوْ غَيْرِهِمَا عَلَى غَيْرِ وَجِهِ التَّسَخُّطِ. Likewise, we have the permissibility of a person discussing his situation and what it may contain of some type of illness, poverty, or the likes, without involving any type of feeling of displeasure. Do not speak about it in a way which you're like, displeasurable way. This is speaking about the decree of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. We have to understand when we're being faced with different issues, different things in which might be displeasurable to us, may not cause happiness to us, it's okay to express it. You know, I'm going through some hard times, as they said, مَسَّنَا وَأَهْلَنَا الدُّرْ. Our family and us, we've all been afflicted with hardships, right? But they never said, you know, they never spoke about it in an ill manner. They just let the Aziz know that this is what's taking place. This right here is okay. But speaking about the Qadr of Allah Ta'ala, speaking about it in an ill manner, this is when you turn it into something which is prohibited. So that's what we have from the Jawaz of إخبار الإنسان بما يجد من السعوبة وغير ذلك من المرض, etc. So we have the permissibility of explaining to people our situation and that which we might be going through of hardships. ومنها, likewise from the benefits of the story of Yusuf عليه السلام, فضيلة التقوى والصبر, the virtue of taqwa and sabr and being patient. وَأَنَّ كُلَّ خَيْرٍ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرِ فِي مَنْ آثَرَهُمَا. And all of the good which is in the dunya and in the hereafter, in this world and in the hereafter, is connected to these two things. As I'm sure you guys could have derived from what we've talked about so far, we see that taqwa and sabr is the head of all of this. And this is an amazing benefit as well. And it's the importance of it and how it was remained with Yusuf alayhi salam. What happened when he told them that he was his brother, right? And he had these different types of patience. What did he say? قَدَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرْ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us. And إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي, the one who has patience and piety, وَيَصْبِرْ, and has patience. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And indeed, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, He does not waste or let go to waste the deeds of those who are from the muhsinin, the good doers. Imam Sa'di, he says here, وَإِنَّ إِخْبَارَ الْعَبْدُ, من نفسه بحصول التقوى والصبر إذا كان مصدقا وفي ذلك مصلحة من باب التحدث بنعمة. Right here we can derive that for the slave of Allah to mention about himself having achieved a level of taqwa or sabr, piety and patience, if he is truthful in it, then there is no benefit. I mean, there is a benefit. There's no harm, right? And if he sees that there's a benefit to doing so, right? If he sees there's a benefit for him mentioning that he's reached a level of taqwa, piety, and patience, and he sees a benefit, then there is no harm in doing so. And this is from the talking about the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ and the blessings in which you find from your Lord, then speak about them. So that's another benefit we can derive from this story. Was 9:15? 9:15? طيب. والله, I don't want to go too long. You guys want to take one more? Want to take one more? طيب. ومنها, and from it, from the benefits, أنه ينبغي للعبد أن يتضرع إلى الله تعالى دائما في تثبيت إيمانه ويعمل الأسباب لذلك. It is essential for the slave to always seek out and ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to affirm him in his iman, affirm him in his faith. And that the slave likewise implements and takes the means which leads him to that, meaning leading him to have his iman established. And yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala husn al khatima wa tamam al ni'ma. Then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a good ending, right? And to perfect the blessings upon him, just as Yusuf alayhi salam, he did. As it states in the ayah, Rabbi qad ataytani min al-mulki wa 'allamtani min al-ta'wili al-ahadith fa'tir as-samawati wal-ard anta waliyyi fid-dunya wal-akhirah tuwaffani musliman wa alhiqani bis-salihin. He asked Allah ta'ala to protect him in this life and in hereafter, and to make sure that he dies upon a way of submission, musliman, wa alhiqni bil salihin, allow me to be from amongst the righteous. Wa laysa hadha min Yusuf tamanniyan lil maut. This is not from Yusuf alayhi salam hoping for death. He didn't hope for death, right? He's not saying here that I want to die, but he's asking for what? Husn al khatima. He's asking for a good ending. He's asking for a good ending. After all of that and achieving what he's achieved, he wants to make sure that he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish his iman, not allow his situation to change and him to fall back, even after achieving what he's achieved and been to where he's been. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make sure our iman is established. One more. One more, is it okay? Yeah, Shabab in the back. It's okay, no problem. طيب, the last one. ومنها ما من الله تبارك تعالى به على يوسف من حسن العفو وعن إخوته. This is a beautiful point, subhanAllah. This is a beautiful point. From that which Yusuf has, alayhi salam, and what Allah ta'ala has blessed him with, which is the ability of the good pardoning, and how he had good pardoning with his brother. Right? So we see here, remember, Yusuf alayhi salam, he forgave his brothers, right? He never ever mentioned what took place. He never mentioned their errors. He never said, Antum fa'altum kada wa kada wa kada wa kada. You guys did this, you guys did that, you guys did this. Even though it did happen, right? It did happen. And it was something in which he was going through. Right, Imam Sa'di says here, وَأَنَّهُ عَفَى عَمَّا مَضَى وَوَعَدَ فِي الْمُسْتَقْبَلِ أَنْ لَا يُثْرِيبَ عَلَيْهِمْ. He told the brothers that not only do I pardon you, but also for the future, you know, moving forward, you have nothing upon you of harms. وَلَا بِذِكْرِ مِنْهُ شَيْءٍ. And he didn't mention anything from that which took place from them. Anything. And to add to that, when he met the brother, or met the father rather, right? He met the father later. What did he say? He said, من بعد أن نزغ الشيطان بيني وبين إخوتي. And he was talking about the blessing which Allah Ta'ala had put upon him. And he said, this is after the shaitan has came. He's caused some type of corruption between me and my brothers. He never attributed the actions in which took place to the brothers whatsoever. But rather, who did he connect it to? Who did he connect it to? The shaitan. This is from, as we see here, this is from Husnul Afu. This is from the good pardoning. He never mentioned their faults. He never mentioned what they did. He never pushed it in their faces. As we have sometimes, you did this, you did that, you did this, you did that. A brother come, he's trying to say sorry, right? Sorry, I took this. But you did this, and you did that, you did this, and you did that. Going on and on. He didn't do none of that whatsoever. He didn't even mention it. Didn't even mention it, Aslan. It wasn't even, mentioned whatsoever. And then when he went to the father to tell him, and they're seeing each other after all these years, he could have easily said, I can't believe the brothers did this, and, I've missed you so much. It's very easy to slip into these things, right? But he didn't say none of that. مِن بَعْدِ أَن نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنِ إِخْوَتِي. This happened. Allah Ta'ala blessed me after the shaitan has become between me and my brothers. This is how we should be. This is how we should look at every dispute with us and our brothers. This is how we should look at it. We should look at it, and I'm not talking about disputes in aqidah or disputes in which there is legislated differing, which need to be corrected and people need to rectify. La. I'm talking about different little parting, different things where there's differing and it's open to differ in it, okay? Or there's some type of thing amongst the manners, right? You don't like this from your brother, so now you want to stay away from him. Oh, he was late this time, or I remember I asked him to do this, he didn't do it, or whatever the case may be. Or he might even transgress bounds with you. He might have transgressed bounds with you. He might have spoken about you in the past. Okay, he might have said something about you that wasn't true. He might have been in a sitting and he was chewing your back out, right? It's important to remember that this is from the shaitan to try to separate the ranks of the Muslims. This is from the shaitan trying to separate the ranks of the Muslims. It's important for us to be together. وَعَتَسِمُوا بِهَبِنِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Stick to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not differ. This is how we're supposed to be. Okay, so all these things in which you can be pardoning in, and you can pardon with, then pardon. Pardon it. You was wrong. Class is over. Let's move on. It's from the shaitan. This is from the shaitan. We should be able to move on. So the blessing which Yusuf alayhi salam had with his brothers from the parting and his kindness with them and forgave them of that which occurred in the past, and he promised them that there is no blame upon them in the future whatsoever. Nor did he mention anything of which happened of the discord and that which it caused of pain or misery or sadness, being thrown in jail, being attacked by some crazy woman trying to, do what she wanted to do with him, subhanAllah. And then you have all these different things happen. He never mentioned none of that stuff, right? But rather, he moved on. This is from the Tamam or Husn al-Afu. وَهَذَا مِنْ كَمَالِ الْفَتُوَّةِ وَتَمَامَ الْمُرُوءَةِ. Likewise, this is from the statement of Yusuf alayhi salam is due to having perfection and generosity and nobility and complete sense of honor. A complete sense of honor. And with that, I'm going to stop there. بِإِذْنِ ta'ala. I don't want to take you guys too long, even though I do want to go one more. But we'll stop there, inshallah. And we'll finish the book, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ tomorrow. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ tomorrow, inshallah, after Maghrib, right? After Maghrib? After Maghrib, bid me like time. Subhanaka wa bihamdika wa shukran wa astaghfiruka. Jazakumullah khair.